This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Rolling to Barclays, watching Giannis chuck up inefficient threes, sipping on under juice.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The NBA playoffs are supposed to offer you something. Other sports don't. That the best teams in general make it to the end. Here's what team A has. Here's what team B has. Let's answer the question. We're not going to answer that question this year.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Can we talk about that for a second? Like, the open's great. Great job by Eli putting that together. I almost want them to play it again, but then we have to hear the whole thing. Like that edit there, it's You Better You Bet on BetQL. It's like it just like comes out of nowhere.
Little movie trailer-ish. It's got some dramatic effect, but like too much dramatic effect. It's like, oh, thank you.
It's a little too dramatic. Just comes out of nowhere. Maybe be
in the sports jungle on BetQL.
or most non-producers don't pay two bits of attention to it.
That's yes, true. Well, clearly, because it sounds like the biggest edit job of all time. Just like, whatever. It's fine.
Just a big old edit job. Yep,
that's like the
here we are, two behind the scenes people doing a show.
The inner producers and Ken and I are like,
oh my God. I'm dying inside slowly. I'll bet you will.
So here. It's
a sports jungle, 92.5.
Great to be on, by the way. Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app. All our new terrestrial stations, of which there are too many to name, and that's awesome here.
Probably some sports jungles. Might be some sports jungles in there. There really might be.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, much like what happens in real life, all the jungles are getting knocked down, and they're being replaced with the bet, with strip malls.
It's a dry cleaners on 92.5.
And after you pick up your dry cleaner, you go next door and get a burger at McDonald's.
It's Subway on the end of the strip mall. Eat fresh.
So listen, great on this momentous Monday, the expansion of BetQL, 14 hours of programming a day. Whew. Absolutely sensational. We're sponsored by BetRivers. Want everyone to check out BetRivers.com. Deposit $250. You get that $250 match. The real ones know that it's their hometown sportsbook. That is the BetRivers sportsbook. The real ones also know to visit BetQL. BetQL.com. Download the BetQL app. Promo code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 20% off any subscription. Next hour is the power hour here on You Better You Bet. That's all our bets for tonight. Not a ton of games, but we're going to give you picks for the games that are going to be going on. Major League Baseball and Game 5 tonight between the Lightning and the Islanders. Real Reed Wallach will join the show for the first time since its Nets lost on Saturday night in Game 7. That should be fun. We're going to free roll at the end of the hour. Any futures bets that tickle our fancy. $100 to put down on anything we like, or maybe multiple things that we like. Chris Herring joins us in 20 minutes from Sports Illustrated, breaking down the NBA postseason. Ken, I want to give you some credit here. You have created something, which is something that I know we find very funny off the air. Yes. And like we text about this kind of stuff off the air, and has become something that people find to be funny and people like on Twitter, which is the stuff that we are not going to talk about on You Better You Bet. Because we pride ourselves here. We are a sports betting show. We don't deal with any of the fluff. We're not going to come on and talk about, like, is Chris Paul a top 5 point guard in NBA history? We leave that for other shows to do. We're talking about games. We're talking about bets. We're actually talking. I know this is going to sound like a really novel concept to everybody. We're talking sports. Because sports are fun. And we want to have fun talking about sports. So Eli, our new executive producer, our old executive producer, he's back in the saddle, came up with the idea to actually do like a little vehicle with this. The things that we're not going to talk about on You Better, You Bet. We'll get to the National Football League in a couple of minutes here. So we're going to get back to sports and things you can bet on and make money on in a minute here, informing you and entertaining you here with the hashtag Wagertainment on You Better, You Bet. But Eli and Rick, go ahead and fire away here. The things that we will not be talking about now on You Better, You Bet.
Welcome back to You Better, You Bet. There are two more hours left in the show, and here's what we're not going to talk about.
I like that. Kenny, yep, you can go first. These are the things that we're not to, our fake hot takes, basically, is what this is.
Not coming up next. Devin Booker won and Ben Simmons lost. Again. It's not the first time that's happened. Let's talk relationships. Did Kendall Jenner really make the right decision? Did she really make the right choice when she picked Booker? Her Instagram may offer us some clues. Let's go post by post. Not coming up next.
See, you know what's sad about that? That's awesome. That's a great job by you. I might watch that.
Well, might be some good posts. You know, you don't know.
Listen. Kendall Jenner, not unsightly on the eyes. So just saying that I might actually watch that.
She doesn't have a good side. She's got a lot of good sides.
There are sides. They're all good.
They're good.
They're all good. Yeah. So good job by Ken there for weaving Instagram in with the old. How about that? By the way, did she choose right? Ben Simmons or Devin Booker? I would say she chose right. Good job there. In a series of good jobs by the Jenner and Kardashian family. God bless them. All right. So I'm going to stay in the overall Philadelphia 76ers family here, Ken, for my what we're not talking about on You Better, You Bet. Next up on You Bet, That's My Take. Is Joel Embiid, Ken, actually to blame for the Sixers' failures? Embiid's antics more to blame than Ben Simmons' refusal to shoot. So stop blaming Ben for Embiid. Less crotch chops, more clutch shots. Hashtag trade the process. Hashtag bring back Ben. Not next on You Better, You Bet.
Crotch chops, clutch shots. Love it. Let's see. What do we got further down in the rundown? What are we going to do in the final hour? Oh, we have breaking news. This just in. Denmark has beaten Russia to advance in the Euro tournament. So, I mean, the question needs to be asked. Everyone's wondering it. Question needs to be asked and needs to be answered. Is Denmark better without Christian Eriksen? And we all know the answer. Of course they are. And we're going to tell you why in the final hour.
See, I knew that was coming because, he told me that was coming earlier. And, it's still funny. Is Denmark better? There is absolutely going to be a show that does that somewhere. Is Denmark better without their best player almost died on the pitch?
Yeah, right. So we're going to tell you. And the answer for sure, we're going to tell you why the answer is yes. That's
right. And it's coming up. Next. Okay. For my final one, what we're not talking about on You Better, You Bet. Does John Rahm's major win on Father's Day mean more male golfers and their wives should start planning pregnancies around majors? Next on You Better, You Bet.
It's Planned Parenthood on the links.
Blue pill or red pill? How about the green pill for the links?
Oh, boy. I actually thought you were going in a totally different direction when that started. I thought I was going
to be taking hole in one to a new level. It's John Rahm.
It just proves when you get the vaccine, good things do happen for you.
Oh, that's vaccines will definitely get worked in.
That's
some point
big
here.
Time, big time stuff. Oh yeah.
I mean, that's they love that.
We might just call Cole Beasley and have him read it. We might just do that.
Cole. Yeah. You know what? That's
a lot of takes.
All right. So Eli, Ken had the Instagram with Kendall Jenner. Ken had Christian Eriksen. I had Embiid more to blame than Simmons, and should more golfers try to give birth around or have their wives give birth around around major championships in lieu of John Rahm winning Father's Day on Father's Day? Who had the hotter takes today?
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
It was you. I think just because the Rom take one. I would have gone Ken if you didn't say that last one.
I thought the Rom one was pretty good. I will admit, really again, good. Like the Erickson one made me laugh out loud and I knew it was coming, which shows you how good it is. But I thought the Rom one was pretty good too.
The good news is the person doing the judging just told us a Ferris wheel story last segment for 20 minutes. So it's okay. I'll get over it.
That had no punchline.
I'll get over
it.
It did. And then she said, sorry.
and then we sat in silence. And now we sit in silence.
And how's your relationship? It's just as good as before the story.
That's true.
It's exactly as good. Oh, okay.
Cool. All right. So that is what we're not talking about for the next 2 hours on You Better, You Bet. What we are going to talk about now on You Better, You Bet is the National Football League, because who doesn't love football? So I joke sometimes that like we use these vehicles to like get into stories to talk about the NFL that are not necessarily newsy. Last week it was Terrace Marshall signs his rookie contract with Carolina. Now let's talk about the Panthers.
That was a tough entry point.
But listen. We mock it and then we move on. So it turns into something funny. So we actually have a piece of news here that is actually relevant. And look, we will continue to use irrelevant news when we have to, when there's nothing going on. But we actually have some relevant news as a way to jump in and talk some National Football League here on the show. And that news emanates, Ken, from Minnesota, where Danielle Hunter, Viking star pass rusher, who did not play at all last season, dealing with a neck injury. The Vikings, obviously, you know, defense was bad, a secondary exposed because the pass rusher couldn't get home. Hunter is expected to be good to go week one, not practicing just yet, but is there at Vikings OTAs and like has made appearances despite not practicing, and expects to be out there and says he's fully healthy. 29 sacks combined in 2018 and 2019. So, like, let's not mince words here. This is a big deal for the Minnesota Vikings to get Danielle Hunter back this season for Mike Zimmer's defense. Vikings over-under win total this year. And again, 17-game season now, sitting at 9. Over plus 110. Under minus 134. Vikings to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 134. The no is minus 150. So, Ken, your take right now. Skol on the Minnesota Vikings heading into this season.
Yeah, I think obviously the disclaimer needs to be like, we need to know if Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Packers or not to be able to tell you, you know, do we love the Vikings to win the division? What are the actual prices once Rodgers is there or not there? But we can still have a talk about Minnesota, you know, in a vacuum. And do we kind of think they're an over 500 team or an under 500 team in general? I am very bullish on Minnesota coming into this year. I like Minnesota a lot. And this goes to, they're like the opposite of so many of the teams we've talked about so far on the show. We've done so many teams where the basis of the analysis is they were so fortunate last year to have X happen to them. It was either X go and give it to you. They were fortunate to have low takeaway numbers, or a lot of takeaways rather, didn't turn the ball over a lot, tough schedule, easy schedule. Like, these are all things where it's like, okay, well, we don't think the Colts are going to be as good because they got so many of these breaks. We don't think that maybe the Titans are going to be as good necessarily because they got so many of these breaks. There are so many teams where it's like, we're just like, I just don't think they're that good. They had so many things go their way that weren't really within their control. We kind of forget the opposite end of the spectrum, not necessarily the luck driven stuff, but the teams who are generally very good And we can kind of like look at injuries or things that aren't going to be true again that we know aren't going to be true again to a certain extent for why we like a team. If you look at just like the Mike Zimmer era of the Minnesota Vikings, something that immediately stands out is this is a franchise that wins. Like, this is a franchise that just year after year, no matter who the quarterback is, and there have been quite a few, Bridgewater and Sam Bradford and now Cousins for entering his fourth year with the team. As long as Zimmer's been the coach since the first year, they were 7-9 the first year that he got there. They've gone 500 or better, you know, five straight years, and then 7-9 last season. Okay, well, why were they not very good last year? Did they have really, really bad quarterback play? Okay, and it's Cousins again. Oh man, like that would be a reason to not like them very much. Well, that wasn't really true necessarily. You know, is the defense that they're fielding, is it the same defensive players back from last year? And it's like, I don't know if that defense can really hack it. It's like the same talent level. No, it's actually a completely revamped defense, and all of their best players were hurt, and now they're not hurt anymore. And the Hunter news, they get one of their premier pass rushers back. So you kind of look at, okay, well, like, why were they 7-9 with a Pythagorean win expectation? So that's your point margin of 7.1. You know, what is more likely, that they kind of stay in that 500 area, or that they kind of overachieve versus these expectations? And given the Hunter news combined with, Nick, so many of the other things that we've kind of read about Minnesota, and you look at their roster and their talent on paper, they just look kind of like a team that on average is going to be over 500. And 9 is obviously the lowest number of wins that you can have and still be over 500. I think they are more likely to go over that number than under it as of right now.
And I think, you know, one of the bugaboos for the Minnesota Vikings, as we break it down here, you bet BetQL on the momentous Monday as the BetQL expands 14 hours of programming a day. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, you're talking Vikings. You know, the bugaboo for the Vikings last year, injuries on defense, Neil Hunter not being there, injuries in the secondary obviously sink them, right? But the offensive line largely has not been good, especially since Kirk Cousins has been the quarterback. And I think we have to give Rick Spielman, the general manager, credit. And I do not claim to be like expert evaluator in the trenches. That's not what I do, right? I'm a host. I gamble. I'm not breaking down, grinding the film. That's our old EP, Tyler Morales' job, right? He loves grinding the tape, the all 22. But based on what all the smart people we talked to on the show say, the Christian Darrisaw pick in round number one when the Vikings trade down, like, is apparently like the steal of the draft and could really help solidify the offensive line. And Chaz Surratt, the linebacker they took in the third round, again, like, I'm not watching the college tape, but I do a lot of dynasty drafts, and I took him in a couple IDP leagues because everyone thinks this guy's going to be like an absolute stud. Was a huge steal as well. So look, maybe both these guys are busts, certainly within the realm of possibility. The linebacker much less important than the first round offensive lineman, but like, if Darrisaw is good and like the offensive line's better, Dalvin's a monster. Thielen's a monster. Justin Jefferson's like Cerebrus, right? With multiple heads. That's how big of a monster he is. He's awesome. I think the Vikings could easily win 10 games. And Ken, I think they could get there whether Rodgers is there or not.
Yes, I think, you know, if Rodgers turns out to play there, the only reason why I'd wait is you might see their win total get bet under even more, right? Now we know for sure that he's going to be back at Green Bay. And I actually think that's the most likely situation. So for me, the way to play this is to not do anything right now. And I'm assuming Rodgers is going to play with the Packers. That's why I'm not making the bet right now. And then once we find out that he's back there, people become more bearish on Minnesota, and it kind of goes from there. But the fundamental kind of foundation of how you handicap an NFL team, right? Like, coach, quarterback, edge rushers, you know, like kind of just like all of these like really, really high value positions, offensive line. These are all the things that kind of make up your opinion of an NFL team. We kind of just gave you a lot of reasons why the Vikings kind of might have check boxes next to all of those things. I think that's a good reason to like them coming into this year.
If we have some time later in the show, or maybe we'll do it tomorrow, that the things we're not going to talk about went a little long, because I thought it was really funny. I enjoyed it. I want to talk about the Eagles here.
Sure.
With some news that we've got coming out of their camp and the wide receiving core. And like, the more I think about it, I don't think they're going to be great. I kind of feel like Jalen Hurts might be really good this year.
Really?
Like, they're going to be fun at the very least. They're going to score points. I think they're also going to give up a lot of points. All right, on the other side here, you bet on BetQL. We get back to the NBA postseason. Chris Herring, senior NBA writer for Sports Illustrated, joins us to break it down. Western Conference, Eastern Conference, and it's coming up next.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The Prop King, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.